This week, we answer several questions about how to use the verb do. Jem in Turkey wants to know what do means when used before a present tense verb, such as in the statement, "You do bring up a good point." Jean-Claude in Belgium wants to know why a learning English writer put does before the verb restrict in a statement about Trump and student visas. Issa in Mali wants to know what it means when we use do in statements like, "I do have something." And a Maori in Brazil wants to know why we might use do in a statement like, "I did spend too much time." Hello, Jem, Jean-Claude, Issa, and Amaury. All of your examples have one thing in common. They use the verb do in positive statements. You probably know that do can act as a main verb or an auxiliary verb, depending on how it is used. Your examples use it as an auxiliary verb, also known as a helping verb. When do is a helping verb, it helps us do many things, such as form questions, as in, "Do you play football?" Give short answers, as in, "Yes, I do." Make negative statements, as in, "I do not play football." And give negative commands, as in, "Do not play football." We do not normally use the helping verb do in positive statements, such as, "I play football." However, we can use it in such statements to show emphasis. For instance, suppose someone was not sure about whether or not you play football. You might make the answer clear by saying, "I do play football." Or suppose your friends were saying they play basketball, but you play a different sport, football. You might say, "I don't play basketball, but I do play football." Use of do in the positive statement, "I do play football," makes the point stronger and clearer. Similarly, in the examples you asked about, the helping verb do was used to give extra emphasis to the positive. In speaking, when we use do in this way, we say it a little louder than the words around it. Listen again. "I do play football." In writing, we sometimes italicize the word to show the emphasis. That's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Alice Bryant.